Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Is anyone there? I'm so sorry, you guys. I am having technical difficulties this evening. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear anything. I don't know if anyone is there. So please bear with me as I get this together. I can't even play music to get this started. So if you can hear me, please send me a maybe Colin, if you hear me, I really need you to take care of the board. I'm just having so many problems right now. Guys, to my guests, to the callers, I don't know what's happening. I was online, and then next thing I know, everything is crashing. So please bear with me. I will try to get to you as soon as possible. Hello, everybody. Hello, this is Kim with Spotlight in the City. I am so sorry about everything. The system crashed on me, and I don't know what's going on today. But, oh, my God, thank you for still being there. Thank you for holding on the line. Thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate that. And this is show how much I really love my boy Colin for having my back. I don't even feel like touching anything, but I just want to say welcome to the Spotlight, Harrisburg, PA. I see we have callers on the line. We already have our artists on the line, still a mess. So we're just going to go ahead and bring him on and just let him tell us about himself and his music and what he has planned. And Lord, please forgive me to everybody who called in at 7 and it was dead air. I do apologize about that. But welcome to the Spotlight. Okay, let me bring in my ace. Colin, you there?
I'm here and I'm doing the best I can myself. Because I'm having technical difficulties too. I'm so sorry, everybody. We do experience technical difficulties in the radio and entertainment industry, media industry from time to time. So here we go. Let's see what we can do. I can't bring anybody on because the board is actually crashing on me right now. So here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, wow.
I can actually bring people on.
I don't know if I can click to another link, though. I can bring people on,
no,
though.
No, don't. All right, go ahead and bring them on. Bring them on. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, caller 1233, shine some light on who you are.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Still a Mess. I'm a hip-hop artist from the Bronx, New York, now living in Rockland County, New York. Yeah, I have I got a large catalog of music. I got a great team of people that are backing me up and, you know, pushing me forward. And I got a great website for people to check out. It's stillamess.com, has all my music and also my clothing, apparel, Messy Clothing. You can check that out. I have a men's and women's catalog on my website as well. And we also do a lot of things for our community out here, too, as well.
Okay, thanks. You know what? I really do appreciate you. You kept in touch with me all week. You and your manager. You guys are off the chain. I truly appreciate you being on the show tonight. I did do a little research. I did see that you have a clothing line called Messy Clothing. I did like some of the t-shirts I saw on there. I did go on stillamess.com, and you have a plethora of music, and we're going to play some of that for the people here tonight. I did see where you had a album called The Promoter. Is that your recent album, or do you have another album coming out?
Yeah, that's my most recent release. I do have another album that's going to be that we're going to be releasing. It's going to be a full-length LP. And I have a new mixtape that I'm going to be dropping with all EDM beats. It's called EDM equals MC Squared. So that's coming.
You know, that's hot because, you know what, I just really got into EDM music because I started following a lot of different artists and stuff on Instagram. And there is a lot of EDM music out there, and it's really hot in Vegas, so I know I got to get out there to check it out. But what made you get into EDM music?
Well, I mean, just being a promoter in the club scene and being exposed to all different types of parties. See, I grew up on hip-hop, and I was sleeping on EDM for a while. And then I realized, like, those parties are actually really fun. So, you know, I kind of became, like, you know, one of the things I like to do, go out to these clubs and whatnot. So I did that for a number of years while I was promoting in New York City. And, you know, just being exposed to the music, you know, I grew a love and a passion for it. And being an MC, like, those types of beats, you know, bring out a whole different type of animal for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just like a whole different type of thing. Like the fusion, it almost creates like a new genre. It's really dope to me. It's very creative and motivating, you know, creatively.
It really It really is. And EDM takes a lot from the hip hop culture, and they kind of like remix it and put different flavor to it. But you know what? I'm the type of person, I like all genre of music. So even when I heard hip hop mixed with country, I was excited. So that I got into artists like Florida Georgia Line, because that, to me, I consider them country, kind of country hip hop. So do you like mixing the different genres in your music?
Absolutely. I really don't think music really needs to have a genre nowadays. You know, as long as it sounds good and it moves the people, you know, music is music. You know, everything, I grew up on hip hop, so everything is hip hop to me. I'll hear a record that'll be a rock and roll record. I'll be sitting driving my wife in the car, be like, yo, look, check out this record. This sounds like, yo, this is hip hop. Like, it'll be rock and roll. And it's crazy, you know, because I just point out the different elements within it, you know. Music is music. I love all music. I'm very eclectic myself.
So true. I saw that your beginnings started as a promoter. But let me tell you, I tried, when I first got into it, I went to school. I started school, and I need to finish, for marketing and marketing for entertainment and sports, because I love both of them. So why not, you know, make a living on doing both of them? So what I did was I started, you know, being a promoter, but it was kind of sketchy for a female to jump into the promotion game, because it was it was crazy. But what made you get into promotion? What made you start promoting?
Well, in actuality, like, the very, very, very beginnings of it was, you know, my wife's idea. She was like, you know, I was looking for different ways to network my music and get around the people in the entertainment industry that I wanted to be around. So, you know, my wife, being the wonderful woman that she is, you know, she was on Craigslist, and she was like, yo, why don't you be a club promoter? You know, mad people, you know, you can throw your own parties. And they got these other companies that have parties, and you could be a promoter for them too. I, you know.
Right.
I ended up, responding to one of them that was looking for artists, and it was funny because, like, I kind of overlooked what she said at first, right? I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I thought you think it's a good idea, but I was still looking on Craigslist, and I responded to an ad that was put out by one of these companies that was looking for artists to perform at their parties. So, mm-hmm. you know, I signed up for that. And basically they gave me a whole rundown about how I had to bring people to the club to promote and whatnot, and gave me all types of great ideas to run with. And, I did my thing. I blew up the club. I brought like 50, 60 people out to this club, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the club was packed. You know, it was 60 of my own people, but there was like 100 different promoters in that place. You know what I'm saying? So there was mad people.
Right.
So it was a great experience. It was the China Club. I think that was back in like 08 or 09 or something like that. And, it was my first time actually like really promoting in New York City. I had done like a party or two, and like, a little bit outside of the city of Rockland County, where I'm living at right now, you know. But that was mm-hmm. the first time me those clubs in New York City. And then, you know, shortly after that, it was the China Club, and it was Prime, and it was Duvet, and it was a whole bunch of different clubs, you know. And I was running around these clubs, like in a different club Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sundays. And then I had linked up with my cousin Sammy Soto, who owns one of the number one promotional companies in New York City, and mm-hmm. he did parties too. And so when I linked up with him, then it became like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
You know? So imagine, like, you was a promoter, right? You just missed something. You uh-huh. was a promoter, so you know what it is. Imagine doing
yes.
that. Yeah, you already know how it is. It's just crazy. So you already know the experiences that I've been through and all the wildness,
right.
the madness. after hours and all that. You know what I mean?
Definitely can't be weak. You got to be very strong willed to be able to handle that point.
Yeah.
You know, day in and day out. Well, let me bring on this next caller, Miss Mia, the hardest working girl in Harrisburg. Actually, she was the one that introduced me to you, and I'm so grateful for that. Hey, Miss Mia, welcome to Spotlight. How you doing this evening? Hello? Mia? Charlotte K. Mia? Oh, I guess she's not on the line right now. But as far as that, are you familiar with Harrisburg? Because the show tonight is about Harrisburg. Are you familiar with Harrisburg?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar. From what I understand, they're dealing with some severe financial and environmental problems. That has to do with their garbage plant, correct?
You know, I'm not sure, but I don't live there. So, you know, that's why I try to get the heads up from the people that actually live there. But when I did a little research, you know, they never actually mentioned anything about that. The only thing I saw, as a matter of fact, one of the websites named Harrisburg is one of the, it was a real estate company, real estate site, and it was number 25 is one of the best places to live in the country. So, I mean, they never really said anything much about the money or the garbage or anything there. So I'm shocked about that.
Oh yeah, it's crazy what's going on over there. I guess from what I understand, they have a garbage plant that cost the government a lot of money, and they went into a chapter nine. They went bankrupt. The whole city went bankrupt because of this garbage plant. And they've been trying to fix it and whatnot. It's been, you know, causing a lot of financial problems. And from what I understand, it's still not up to code. And it's causing like a lot of environmental issues out there as well. That's from what the research that I did. But yeah, I mean,
okay,
that's pretty crazy.
Well, we have Miss Mia on the line with us now. Hold on, let me bring her on. Hello, Miss Mia. Are you on the line with us?
Yes,
hey.
I'm here.
Girl,
hi.
I'm so sorry. I don't. Let me tell you, as soon as my theme song started playing, my whole computer crashed on me. I was like, oh no, not today.
Yeah. It happens, though. It definitely happens.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for introducing us to Still a Mess. I love his music, and just to hear his story is off the chain. But we also know Harrisburg is the capital of Pennsylvania. Can you tell us a little bit more about Harrisburg?
Harrisburg isn't like very, very big. It's a very small city. And a lot of times when people hear Pennsylvania, they think that Philadelphia is the capital, but no, Harrisburg is, you know. This is kind of, you know, the heart of everything. But here, I mean, it's definitely affordable to live. People move here from New York, New Jersey, everywhere, because it's more affordable than anywhere else. But, I mean, it's definitely popping here. You know, there's some great music artists here. You know, fashion is definitely here. There's a lot here. I think Harrisburg is a hidden gem. I really do.
Well, like I was telling Still a Mess, I did find out that they list Harrisburg as number 25 best places to live. They got a 6.8 rating out of 10. So it did say that the cost of living is below the national average, and that the job market is pretty decent there as well. I mean, as a person that actually, because of course, you know, numbers game is, you know, whoever game it is. But he was telling me that they were having issues with a strike or something? Was that going on or something?
Not here. A strike, I think he may be referring to the strike that Philadelphia had with SEPTA, if that's what he's talking about. That was the only reason.
No, I was talking about, I wasn't saying a strike. I was saying that there was a financial crisis out there that, from what I did some research about, was that they had, the city of Harrisburg had, like, filed Chapter 11 or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was with the previous mayor that we had. Things were, you know, a little bit out of control. I think maybe that was a couple years ago. You know, there was some issues. I mean, just like any other city, though. I mean, everybody has issues. Like, I filed bankruptcy before, you know, like 6 years ago.
Right.
You know, so everybody has, you know, their issues. Cities and states aren't exempt, you know, from financial trouble. We've definitely had our share. I think now it's a little bit under control. So, you know, moving forward,
but
you know, I just hope.
But from what I see, y'all have a thriving entertainment community coming up, and you definitely tapped into that. So,
you know what? To be honest with you, and Kim, you've known me since I started. I've just kind of got thrown into music out of nowhere, and you know, made some amazing, you know, connections with Worldstar and, you know, this is 50.com, and, you know, just so many people want to network with me as far as music goes. A lot of artists like reaching out to me, talking to me, like this guy, I want to say his name was like Kodak Black. Like, we were talking on like Instagram. I didn't know who he was because I'm not really, you know, musically inclined like that. And someone's like, who are you talking to? And I tell him, and I'm like, yo, he's, like, dope right now. Like, is he home from jail? And I'm like, I guess, if, you know, we were talking on Instagram. But, you know, I'm definitely making some major connections. I really wish I could talk about all the things I have coming up, but I'm under contract with a lot of stuff. But, you know, 2017, like, I'll be all over the place. I'll definitely be living in Atlanta for a month doing some amazing things.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
Well, you know, I can't wait till you get here for us to hook up
with
you.
Yeah, we,
you know,
got some unfinished business. We got some unfinished business and projects. So, yeah, when I get there, we'll definitely be, you know, making moves.
Okay, well, right now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play one of Still a Mess songs. It's a few that I really, really like, and one of them is a song called NYD. We're going to go ahead and play that, and then when we come back, there's another person who would like to come in and tell us about what he has going on. I think he's in New York City, too. So as soon as we come back, we'll talk to him, and then we'll talk a little bit more to you, Ms. Mia, and to you, Still a Mess.
Okay.
And then I see we have a few callers calling in, so we'll chime in with them as well. And, of course, we'll get the rundown on our sports from our guy, Colin, and we'll be with you guys in just a few moments.
Okay.
I broke bread with the best of them, the girls I made a mess of them. When I was a kid, I never used to watch wrestling, unless it was with two girls wrestling and some gelatin. Corrupted since the youth inside my closet, I got skeletons. But we all do. By the way, I'm still a mess. What do they call you? Oh, you a mess too. And I ain't choose his name to impress you. The name chose me, I guess I'm just a mess, dude. Wake up 4 p.m. on a daily basis. I be grinding all evening right before I get wasted. Sometimes I think I say too much. As hardcore as you think this industry is, it's like the Brady Bunch. Everyone's bama when they all clicked up. They gotta sell drugs to the artists that they with sucks. I ain't saying everyone out there's garbage, but for me be somewhere close to the hardest.
Okay, that was Still a Mess, NYD. I'm really feeling that. How did you get into the music game? Hello?
Well, I got into the music business early. I mean, I kind of just got into music in general early as a kid. My brother was a DJ. He kind of exposed me early to hip-hop. Growing up in the Bronx, New York, hip-hop was very, very prevalent. And at that point, I guess you could say at its most viral, you know, the beginning of the hip-hop culture, I was there for a lot of that. You know, the break dancing.
Okay.
You know, the graffiti and all that. So I kind of was, like, submerged in the hip-hop culture. So
okay, then.
Into the music business, I would say, like, when I started getting into the studio and all that, I would say probably by the age of 18, I was doing it. And I just, you know, I kind of just got into it because people reached out to me. They saw my talent and always wanted to kind of bring me on board. I got solicited by a label. It was an independent label at the time called Paper Chase from my community out here in Rockland County. And they dealt with a couple of different artists that were rising up. Saigon was one of the artists.
Okay, I'm familiar with Saigon. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's what's up. Well, we do have a couple callers from Harrisburg. We have one on the line. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the spotlight.
Hey, how you doing?
And tell us a little bit. All right, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Basically, down here I'm in the entertainment game in Harrisburg. From Harrisburg, born from Harrisburg. You know, I mean, I love Harrisburg. So, you know, that's a little bit about me.
So you born and raised in Harrisburg?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Harrisburg.
Oh,
but basically, I want to say, you know, like, I really love Harrisburg, and I think, like, the biggest thing hold Harrisburg down is just, like, a negative outlook on things, you know, because
right.
really, it's really a lot of good things happening. It's really a lot of opportunities, like you said, you know what I mean? You said it was, like, 26, and then, see, it really is a lot of opportunity, a lot of things happening in the city. It's just, I think people only see the negative, and that's kind of, I think that's
right.
like a cloud over the city where therefore they can't even see certain things that are happening in front of them. Or even if they see it, they don't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? They won't take that step
right.
to do something else. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what?
Kind of my view on it.
Right. But it, you know, but there, from what I've seen or heard, I've only dealt with positive people coming from out of Harrisburg, which is I am Shaw Leukemia. If you listen to her, I don't hear too much of the negative.
You wouldn't hear that. No, you definitely would not hear that talking to her. But I'm saying everybody's not, you know, everybody's not Shaw Leukemia. You know what I mean? Like, that is just, most people are not. They don't fit that bill.
Right.
They don't. You know
right.
what I mean? The whole thing is people, they could, you know, she probably helped people before and they didn't even do their part, and all they had to do was something very simple, and they didn't do their part because they had this negative outlook on life or believe something wrong was going to happen or whatever it may have been. You know what I mean?
That's so true. That is so true. We also have Miss Lady Rain McLeod on the line. Thank you for calling in, Miss McLeod. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. I love this show. I'm so glad somebody decided to put the spotlight on Harrisburg. It has a lot of beautiful potential. It has a lot of beautiful artists and a lot of talent. I am Lady Rain McLeod. I'm a vocalist, a teacher, a coach. I am the CEO of The New Movement, a 501c3 nonprofit that deals with musicians and up-and-coming artists, and we mostly focus on hip-hop artists. But we accept all genre. Let me say that before I get bad mail. we help everybody, but our focus is hip hop and urban development. We also have Small Guy Records, which is a record label that's owned by the artists. And we are now launching T&M Lady Rain Events. Lady Rain Presents, it's an events company. And what we hope to do is have enough platform for artists to come in and do their thing in a safe space, because the music industry's gotten a little more messy than it was to begin with, as it's breaking
wow.
down and building back up.
That's
what I do.
Right.
I'm from Miami. I came to Harrisburg originally fleeing from some domestic violence issues, and I was looking at the place like, you know, it was a good safe haven, and then I'll leave. But, you
right.
know, as I dug down a little bit deeper, there was so much potential here. I agree with both people. I agree that there's a lot of beautiful things going on in Harrisburg. But I think they do have a way, especially in Black community, of running away people who want to do something real. I don't think they give enough support to people who want to do something real. It's too much click up. And so the click up prevents big business.
Ooh.
And so the click
Honey,
up prevents big
you.
Business from moving in.
And, well, let me tell you about
that's
click.
My opinion now.
I mean,
like, you know, I don't want to get bad mail from that either.
Right. Well, I feel you on that because here in Atlanta, oh my God. I'm very familiar with clicks. But the one thing about Spotlight in the city, and I just want to make it plain and clear to everyone in Harrisburg or whoever, wherever you're listening from, I don't care if you're in Denmark. I mean, just really, this is a place of positivity. I'm here to help
yes.
promote the local guys, the small businesses. You know, that's
yes.
what that's my whole purpose. So just always know that if you got new music or an event or anything you want us to shout out, just always hit me up. I'm always here for you guys. Y'all could call Spotlight in the City home. I'm telling you.
Yes, and I love that. But I think as we change our own energy, we connect to more people like that. We just really have to not focus it. And,
right.
you know, like meeting up with you. And also there's a really great place in Harrisburg called Metropolis. It's called Music at Metropolis. They teach young people how to play instruments. And, I mean, these kids, I have some of these kids in my band. They're bad like that. So there are some. Well, it's not in Harrisburg. It's right outside, though. And they work a lot in Harrisburg, so it's still worth somebody in Harrisburg reaching out to Music at Metropolis. And DeJuan Dixon, you know, he was really short with what he had to say, but he's a very motivated young man. He does a lot of really good things for the community. And now I'm connecting to you. So I think what people in Harrisburg have to really do is remember that the energy belongs to you. You can turn tail and give up. I mean, it's the spoke. You can just drive a couple miles and be somewhere else, but it's not really worth it. You got more competition, tucking your head in and running than you do building up a city that definitely is in a financial crisis. It's worth staying here if you have a business mind, and it's worth it in the long run because you're part of something greater if you stay. Because they are going through something terrible financially, and it is because of a previous mayor. But it's not just the previous mayor. It's also the people. It's a depressed state. So a depressed state of affairs is going on in Harrisburg. And, you know, the buildings are dilapidating. So as a nonprofit, we hope to scoop some of those buildings up and do some urban development. But, you know, that's the kind of mindset you kind of got to have, you know.
Be part of the
rebirth. Or you're
going
to get depressed, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to get sucked into the depression, you know. He's not lying. You know, it's easy to get sucked into that when you're surrounded by it, you know. But I think that people that want to do something great, they just got focused. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Just do it.
That's so true. Well, tell the people how they can first let me start out with Still a Mess. Tell the people how they can connect with you, how they can find your music. I mean, trust me, he's all over the place. I was so happy to find him on Reverb Nation because I actually like Reverb, the way they handle the music there. So tell the people where they can find your music, your clothing, things of that nature.
Okay.
We're going to start with Still a Mess.
Okay.
You can find everything on stillamess.com, Messy Clothing, my new release, Still a Mess the Promoter EP, my mixtape that's out. You can download that free. It's all on stillamess.com, at Still a Mess on Twitter. Pretty much everything is at Still a Mess. But you can find everything on stillamess.com, so just go there and check that out. If you want to send me an inquiry in regards to bookings, you can send an email to stillamessbookings@gmail.com, and that goes right to my manager, Veg, and he's directly in contact with me. So any business-related questions, feel free to send an email to that. And also, you can get that link on stillamess.com as well. All you have to click is contact. That's all.
That's right. So I just want to say again, you guys were so responsive back and forth with me all this week, and I really do appreciate that. And so if anybody wants, and you know what, word of mouth working, I'm going to give you good word, positive word of mouth. If you want to speak to them, trust me, they do answer. They do speak to you. They do break it down. I mean, y'all were asking me questions, and I was sitting here going, man, I don't know that yet. But I was grateful for it because it was making me work a little bit harder to do what I need to do. So I just really do appreciate you guys coming on you coming on and doing the show with us today. And we're going to get into that sports in just a few minutes. And Lady Rain, tell us how we can get in contact with you and find out about your organization. Now, I'm a very community-minded person, so I love to learn about different organizations that helps the community. So make sure you give us that info as well.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that first because that's kind of my life mission right now. So I've been an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur, and this is the first time I've done something nonprofit and of this proportion. So I do need all the help that I can get because some days I really do feel like throwing in a towel. But keep moving. So if I can get my I'm learning how to do website development. So I'm getting somewhere. You can go to thenewmovement.com and maybe in the next week it'll actually have something on the page worth going to.
Okay.
Also, there is a website on Strikingly, LadyRain.com, and you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter very easily. You just put my name in the Google. You can Google me, L-A-D-Y, Rayne McLeod, McCloud, and you'll find a lot of places where you can connect with me. And you can always call me. My number is up there, and you can reach me directly. And we hope to keep moving forward and teach artists the industry. That's what we do in this group is we try to educate artists. My mother is a very big artist. She was signed to Epic, Sony, Arista, and a lot of different. I grew up in this industry. So what we really try to do is use what we've learned through our life and educate artists so that they understand how the music industry works for real, and so that they don't get ripped off and they're not running in circles and they're not signing contracts they don't understand. And that's really what we strive to do for artists. And we
awesome.
Do a lot of other little things for them, but really it's an education-based program.
That's good.
So you can find us on thenewmovement.com very soon. And
okay.
As far as we have an event coming up. We have an event coming up on February the 17th at Anastasia's in Harrisburg. You can find that on A Hard Rayne. That's my fan page because I'm doing my own music now. And so
okay.
if you look at A Hard Rayne fan page, you will find me there. I usually am in the background, but I decided to come out in the foreground and do a music project of my own. So on February
okay.
17th at 8 o'clock, we will be there. We're bringing back DJ Excel. We'll have special Thelonious, who's a monster lyricist, and Eskimo Jones, who's very popular in this neighborhood, and people with really good souls, I mean really good spirits, will be there. We'll have some spoken word, and it'll be a great night, and we'll make sure you get some of those tickets because we want you to come. It's all the way in February. Don't act like you can't come from Atlanta to come see us.
Right.
And other than that, that's it right now.
You ran
so
my mind.
That's what we're doing. And maybe you can even be live from Atlanta, like live in Harrisburg and cover the night. You know, that would be great.
That would be nice.
But yeah,
that would be nice. That's what's up. And Miss Mia, you still on the line with us?
No.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, tell the people. I mean, if people don't know you by now, they sleep. But just tell the people a little bit about how they can get in contact with you, reach out to you.
They can basically reach out to me through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm like everywhere. My website is imshalakimia.com. You can always get me there. And, I mean, I'm always on social media, so doesn't matter if I'm in a meeting. I'm posting something. So
it just sounds like me.
Inbox anything, and, you know, let's get business popping. I'm always, you know, eager for the next level and the next level for other people also.
That's what's up. And, tell the people how they can get in contact with you or what you have coming up.
You can contact me on social media also. I'm Dixon DeJuan, DIXONDUJUAN on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter. You can go to Juan99 The Ruler. And also my business page on Facebook, 99 Characters ENT. So, yeah, I got a show coming up. I'm actually doing that show with Lady Rayne. So it's going to go down. You know, it's really going to go down. We're going to have artists perform with a live band. So they need to come out. You know what I mean? It's going to be awesome. We're going to select a few artists, and they're going to perform with a live band. Lady Rayne is bringing a lot of things for this city, and they need to wake up. They're going to wake up. They're not going to have no choice but to wake up. Because we're going to wake them up
right.
for sure. Yeah, and then after
all
that,
right.
on Valentine's Day, one other thing, on Valentine's Day, having a strip show at Stillin' Elks, hit me up on that. Also, February 24th, Mike Top Shelf Built Up Clip album release party. That's coming out down the road, too. So, 99 Characters ENT, I appreciate you having me. Harrisburg, stand up. Thank y'all for spotlighting Harrisburg. It's very appreciated.
Oh,
yeah.
No problem at all. But y'all can remain on the hold on the line. We're not through talking.
Okay.
But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play another one of Still a Mess songs. It's called Revolution. We need that right now, so just don't touch that dial. Just hold up. We'll be right back.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Holidays, Kimberly. How's everything? And I'm loving your show, giving the upcoming talent and people some energy and exposure. Well needed. Shout out to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love that's what I'm about. I love bringing in new talent. Well, I mean undiscovered talent. They've already been here. I just love tapping into it. So tell the people about who you are and what you got going on.
Okay. Well, you know, I was born and raised in New York City, born in the Bronx, not raised in Harlem. As you know, I'm an up-and-coming entrepreneur, marketing, promoting SX energy drinks. And shout-out to you, Kimberly. You wore my SX shirt, I think, a year ago, shouting out, putting it out on social media. And I've been doing this now for 6 years. I used to be a former IBO for Amway and had left the company due to a rip about promoting the energy drink, and I became an independent operator. And one of the keys to my success was meeting people at the right time. And I'm saying, Kimberly, I never forgot I met a man by the name of DJ Big Cal. He had a radio show in the Matrix Studios called Local Spin Radio Show. My first ever radio show I did with him was back in January 2010, and talking about the drink and stuff. I was a mess, you know what I mean? But it took time. You know, he trained me how to talk. And I've been doing like over 50 internet shows nonstop. You just Google me. And the first time I tried the energy drink, I said, yeah, we're on to something. You know, no sugar, no caffeine. I think I mailed you an energy drink comparison compared to Monster and Red Bull. And the goal was to get it in the city. You like it, right? I know you like it, right?
You know what? It had a mm-hmm. real decent flavor. I did like it. It was pretty hip. I love it.
Right. And you know, Kimberly, it's a concern with us in the industry of our health and what we drink and what we eat. You know, there was an article in the Daily News talking about black health, a lot of the young folks not taking care of their health, you know, diabetic, obesity and stuff, you know what I mean? And I did an energy drink survey. The main drinks that's hurting us or killing us is Monster and Red Bull with all that sugar. You should check that out.
Right.
You know? Yeah, right. Monster Red Bull. SX was not part of that. And it was thankful for me because I wrote to the Food and Drug Administration for approval. They wrote back, approved me with no problems. So there was no issue. So that was a key for me, right, to the Food and Drug Administration, you know? So
right. That's big that you did your research before you start pushing a product, because you don't want to push poison on your own people. But tell the people what you got coming up, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm on the front cover of the News Past the Mic magazine. So I had just emailed you. I'm on the front cover with the lovely Miss Chesney Simmons, Miss VTV. We did that photo shoot in St. Louis last year, so I'm promoting that magazine right now, Kimberly. I've been nominated for, I believe, for Explosive Grind from Elegant Hoodness. Shout out to AD, the General, Miss Fifi. I got a lot of radio shows coming up. I might be doing a show, fashion show, rumor with Tammy Pinkston for the Pinkerson Report. I did a radio show with them in Virginia back in November. Look out for that. And, you know, work with some new models. I'm going to be doing an SX Model of the Year this month. I don't know who's going to win it, but stay tuned for that. And in January, I'm going to do my top 10 SX models of all time. I throw some names up there like Porsche Williams from Georgia, Lushy Strawberry, your girl, Michelle Lovely, Miss Chocolate.
Yes, that's my Google
top 10.
Right there.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Michelle Lovely was 2015 SX Model of the Year. So we'll find out who
wins
in 2016.
Shout out Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle. And I met her in person last year. Tremendous person, Kimberly. She showed me how to model, be conductive. We took some pictures of Bohemian Park. I think I sent you some pictures. We took it on the football field.
Yeah.
Got to know Michelle very well. We went to a strip club, Blue Flame Lounge.
Y'all
went to
Blue Flame.
Kinky Convo at the Dark did a show there. Shout out to Quad Live. Quad Live was a radio host at the time. We had a great time. It was so funny. I told Michelle, we went to the club, picked the two big booty girls to dance for me, and she picked them with no problem. She got good taste.
We had a good time. Thing about it is, females like a nice female body too, and it doesn't mean it has to be anything sexual, but we appreciate beauty just like the next
person. She took me with no problem, danced with me with no problem, Quad was dancing too and laughing. We had a great time. You know what I'm saying?
I went to a strip club one time, and I honestly felt like I was in love with a stripper, and her name was Becky. Well, she lap danced for people that was around me. I threw a few dollars at her, but she was the. If I had the money, I would have paid her rent. I really would have. She was bad.
Well,
the way she worked that pole, I said, let me tell you, shouts out to all the strippers. I don't have, you know what? I can't even hate on y'all, because the way they work that pole, that takes skills and that athleticism. I don't care what nobody say, because the way they grip them, I'm like, Jesus.
Well, let me tell you something, Kimberly. Compared to New York to Georgia, Georgia got a lot down over New York. I'm sorry. Y'all just got a lot. I don't know what y'all eat down there. Y'all just got a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'll tease Michelle. Michelle, you sure you don't want to strip? You do a little put together yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah, so shout out to Michelle Levy. I just want to give also a quick shout out to all my models, man. I had some new models model my drink. Pipesio, a model of the month. She's from Las Vegas. She's just modeling the drinks right now, posting pictures on Facebook. DJ Nikki Garner, I was telling you about. Hopefully she'll be a guest of your show. She's a DJ from New York. She was just modeling my SX Energy drink. D.D. Walker, Radio Host of North Carolina. I've got a lot of new models just getting on with the flavor. And what it is, can't believe they believe in the movement. You know what I'm saying? Once they see your vision, believe in the movement, they'll do a thing to work with you. And I always tell the folks, man, you got to get people to believe in you and be a leader. If you don't do that, ain't nobody going to believe in you. So that's been the key for me. And I'm having rappers rap about my drink, like Crazy Harry, this white rapper, Pretty Stizzy, you know, just a few of them, just, you know, just believing in the movement. And so right now my YouTube videos is doing great, and I just see bigger and better things with Essex.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, since we've been talking to a bunch of CEOs and entrepreneurs on the show, we're going to play one more of Silliman's song. It's called Money, Money, Money. And when we come back, we're finna get on these sports. So, Colin, my man, get ready. And we're going to listen to this song, and we'll be right back.
And go Giants.
Yeah, why don't we just take these hoes to the crib, get some chicken and turn up. Yeah, why don't we just take these hoes to the crib, get some chicken and turn up. They say the way I use my voice, I might end up getting a Grammy or something, you know what I'm saying? Yo.
All I do is get, all I do is spend, yeah, we all gon' get. For my girl I spend, for my click I spend, everybody get. I live my life to get, on the mic I get, it's my right to get. I'm talking about my dough, cause that money, money, money is all I know. I gotta get me that profit, I gotta make me that quick. Gotta hustle, gotta get my money right in the hood, y'all know that I bought my dough. See that stripper on that pole, y'all think she sold her soul. But she got more sex than y'all, and she only 21 years old. See that hustler on that block, cooking cane and serving rock. Couldn't get a job, so he made his own, and now he opened 16 spots. See, it's all about those knots, and we got a right to make that paper. How we ever gonna get our money up when the corporate world is filled with haters? I mean hoarders, I mean probably members of the New World Order. My confession is this recession is something that they sorta. I make my dough and try not to get caught up. On that note, we can forget that that point was brought up. I'm still screaming out, fuck the economy, and I spend dough like I hit the lottery. I stack chips to get mine properly. I get money cause that's the way it's gotta be. To my haters, I don't need no apologies. Just CODs, easy cheese, no idea about no IDs. And everybody with me's in here free.
All I do is get, all I do is spend, yeah, we all gon' get. For my girl I spend, for my click I spend, everybody get. I live my life to get, on the mic I get, it's my right to get. I'm talking about my dough, cause that money, money, money is all I know.
And I'm about to buy a new Beamer, might splurge to buy a new crib. Vacation in Costa Rica, somewhere tropical with my bitch. And my clothes are all designer, won't pay for no vagina. Got so much gold on my goddamn neck, you would think I knew the miner. In the club, I'm popping bottles, turn up is my new motto. That money, money, money is that only thing that I know. And I get more pussy than Ganos, I'm hornier than two rhinos. So I'm in the games, but with like three fly bitches in the butt right there ain't hydro. And all my liquor,
top shelf.
Not to brag, but I
got well.
My pants do sack, but I
got bill.
And all I had to do was be myself.
Yup, myself.
I'm still a mess and I'm fly to the death. With my dime piece and my fly ride to the left. Excuse me, I'ma have to slide to the left. A mess in the flesh, the best of the mess. I show y'all how to get checks and invest. Gotta go hard, gotta get respect. Which equals more money, more cash, more checks, more bitches, more sex, more ass, more breath. A couple fly suits cause I gotta look fresh. A couple mil, I could buy a new address. What's better than excess? Excess.
All I do is get, all I do is spend. Yeah, we all gon' get. For my girl I spend, for my click I spend, everybody get. I live my life to get, on the mic I get, it's my right to get. I'm talking about my dough, cause that money, money, money is all I know.
Alright, now you ain't talking fazoos, you ain't talking nada. If you ain't trying to cut price, then you ain't moving Prada. I
don't got time to be dealing with you. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Was all about my money, now I'm rich now. What up, what up, what up?
What up?
Still a mess!
Once again, that was Still a Mess, Money, Money, Money. Again, if you want to hear any of his music, you can find him on Facebook, Reverb Nation. You can even go, I highly recommend you just go to stillamess.com. Still a Mess, tell the people what you were discussing with me. Let the people know that you're ready to work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just wanted to put it out there. To the people of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as well as to the people in Atlanta, that, you know, if you wanted to reach out to me, feel free to reach out to me. I definitely want to hear different producers, different artists, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely down to work and network with whoever's serious about their career and whoever's passionate about this music. You know, Still a Mess is here for you. I'm here. And all you have to do is reach out, and I'll reach out back.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'll definitely spread the word. As soon as somebody asks me, you need to talk to this person right here, because you got it. I love your music, so I'd be happy to be the go-between, the liaisons, as you will. Colin, it's time to give up our sports today.
What's going on, everybody? Your man, Colin Shaw. I appreciate all of you coming on Spotlight in the City. Miss Lady Rain, Miss Mia, Still a Mess, Sean from XS. Appreciate all of you. Thank you. All right. So in sports, let's jump back to Thursday night where week 14 in the NFL
don't
began. DeJuan.
He forgot DeJuan.
Oh, DeJuan. I'm sorry.
DeJuan.
I forgot about DeJuan. I was trying to remember everybody off the top of my head, and I do apologize. You are all great entrepreneurs and great at what you do. I've been checking y'all out, too, so I'm gonna get up with all of y'all one of these days. Definitely. Even if I come visit y'all city, I'm going to come check y'all out. So,
right.
Let's get into this sports rundown, and then I'm going to get into this lighted up segment as well. All right. So week 14 started on Thursday. Kansas City played Oakland, and Kansas City beat the Raiders 21-13, knocking Oakland out of first place in the division in the AFC West. So they basically flipped places. Kansas City's first place in the AFC West, number two in the playoff race, knocking Oakland down to number five seed.
Wow.
And now we get to today, the all-important today's race, today's games, playoff implications.
Mm-hmm.
My Steelers, it is a career day for my boy Le'Veon Bell, 38 carries, 238 yards, three touchdowns, overcoming Big Ben's three interception game. My Steelers win 27-20 over Buffalo. Tennessee, trying to stay competitive in the AFC South. They beat Denver 13-10. Washington, staying competitive in that NFC East. They won 27-22 over the Eagles. Let me jump back to Pittsburgh. They're now in first place in the AFC North. So we went from in the hunt to third in the playoff race. Miami, escaped with a win. They won on a last-second field goal in the rain over Arizona. Carolina, who won't be going anywhere this year, beat San Diego 28-16. Cleveland, here we go. Three weeks left. Cleveland got 3 weeks left for 0-16. They lose again. They lost to Cincinnati 23-10. Detroit, another 10-from-behind game. Detroit, for the eighth time this year, has come from behind to win a game. They beat Chicago 20-17. Houston remains undefeated in the AFC South. They beat the Colts 22-17. Minnesota had to come from behind to beat Jacksonville. They won 25-16. And, oh, boy, it just keeps getting worse for the 49ers. Just when you think they're going to win a game, they don't. Chip Kelly should be fired. They lose to the Jets in overtime, 23-17. And I know this will make you happy, Kim. There was an NFC South game today, and Tampa Bay and New Orleans played. So somebody had to win. So Tampa Bay won 16-11.
Oh, and you know what? And let me just say this. And this is against my total Falcons religion to even want this to ever happen in my lifetime. But oh, that's why I can't stand New Orleans Saints. Y'all can't even get one thing right. We needed y'all to win today, and y'all can't even
do that. That's right. Tampa's still in the NFC South playoff race. Atlanta blew out the Rams. They kept my ticket looking sharp for tonight. The Rams took that blowout loss 42-14 as the Falcons win. They remain in first place in the NFC South.
Wait,
and boy,
hold on.
Oh boy,
let me tell you. They let the Rams score?
Yeah, they ended up scoring. They ended up scoring 14 points. They ended up scoring late.
Dang.
And we got Green Bay blowing out Seattle in the snow, 38-10. Russell Wilson threw a bunch of interceptions. A bunch. And we got the night game, so by the time this show is over, we got those sorry Cowboys playing those New York Giants.
You know you about to get fussed there, right?
We gonna find out how clutch the Cowboys really are. Do they want the division tonight, or are the Giants just gonna take it?
How about that, New York, baby?
Being from upstate New York, I'm a fair weather Giants fan. I only root for them when they play the Cowboys and the Patriots. Go Giants tonight.
And the Monday night game, we got
the Patriots playing the Ravens tomorrow night in Monday Night Football.
And who is the Patriots playing again?
They play the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night. It goes against all I stand for, but I need the Patriots to win. It goes against everything
God.
I stand for.
Don't that make
I need
your
the
skin
Patriots
crawl?
To win.
Don't
oh
make
my
your
gosh.
Skin crawl?
As much as I hate Tom Brady, I have to respect him. Gotta respect Tom Brady.
But you know what? You're right about that. You're right. I mean, I can't stand the Patriots either, but good God. And you know what? Shouts out to Dallas. I can't stand y'all either, but shouts out to everything that you guys are accomplishing. Clearly, y'all know what y'all problem was, because clearly you see what's going on. So, I don't know if y'all need to keep ramen noodles. Y'all might need to go ahead and try. Find out what you can do with him in the off season, because I think Dak has pretty much stamped his footprint.
I'm telling you, Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott should be co-MVPs right now. I'm calling it right now. No two players have played better this year, except for maybe Tom Brady, and he served a four-game suspension, so his name don't count. He was suspended four games. So take Tom Brady
hold
out.
Hold on. I forgot we got a Dallas fan on the line. Me,
There's a Dallas fan on the line.
The Cowboys are number one in the whole NFL, if you want to get technical and you want to be real. In the whole NFL. Not just our division, the whole entire. Nobody has won more games than us. So
Jerry Jones paid the league off for them to win them games. That's all. That's why he's been talking crazy.
You're still a fan, right? We already see y'all. We demolished y'all and left. We got y'all already.
Y'all barely beat us. We gave the game away. We gave y'all that game.
We took it. That's what we did.
No, we gave it to you. We gave it to you. You didn't take it. We gave it to you.
Okay, so y'all gave. Who else y'all give the game to then? Because y'all look real ugly.
Okay. Y'all should be 6-6 right now. All the close games y'all had.
But we're not.
You're right, you're not.
Absolutely
and you
not.
Know what? And you know what? But you know what? We understand it. We respect the game, and congrats to Dak.
Congrats to Dak and Ezekiel Elliott. That's right, because that's the whole Cowboys team right now. They ain't even got a defense. Defense don't even show up half the time.
I mean, he's definitely doing the same. Definitely.
No, they're really good. No, they're putting together a remarkable season. I don't think they've ever been.
They are.
No, seriously. I don't think they've ever had two rookies to lead them the way that these two rookies are leading them.
Right.
And
they doing it. And they doing it. They doing it. I'm talking about, boy, they got highlight reels for your ass. I love it. I love it. I can't stand that y'all winning, but I love it.
they're playing, you know, heads above everybody else right now.
But you know what makes me dislike a lot of, because this is the reason why a lot of people don't like Atlanta, is because of the fans. It's like, but see, my thing is, We are always there, win, lose, or draw. We're always there. Man, Dallas, it seems like all of a sudden, Dallas win back-to-back games, and I'm talking about folks start coming out of the woodwork. And I'll be like, where you been all season? Now you got something to say?
Now, you know why I quit being a fan? I quit being a fan because of the owner. I used to be a Cowboys fan. I was a fan for 25 years. I quit being a fan because of Jerry Jones. That's what made me stop being a fan.
I don't like him.
But let me tell you what makes me not want to be a fan, though, is that when you go on social media, they got to talk about a loss all week. Why do you have to talk about the loss all week? The loss happened on Sunday. You still talking about the loss on Thursday, and that's when the new week of the NFL starts. Why are you still talking about last week's loss on Thursday? It's the new week. Stop. It's over. Y'all, the 32 teams in the NFL, they're the only team that want to talk about the loss all week. Same thing with a win. They want to talk about the win all week. Don't. It's over. The week, it's over. Find something new to talk about. Find a stat line to talk about.
I know that's right.
They want to talk about that one
but we
team
love
all
you,
week.
Okay, what you lighting up today, Colin?
Well, I wanna light up briefly the 4-part series that I've been doing that comes to an end this week. We did a tremendous series on parent and child relationships on Rant and Blast Radio on Tuesday nights, and that series does come to an end this Tuesday with single dads and sons. How can that relationship grow? And, you know, I would like everybody, if possible, to tune into that show. I didn't have any rhyme or reason for the particular order that I did the shows, but it's been a great turnout via the live show as well as the archive shows. So if you've missed any of those shows, please go back and take a listen to them. The conversation has been great. We started out with single moms and daughters, then went to single moms and sons, and then we did single dads and daughters. So we talked about the relationships between each of those elements. And I think it's just a beautiful thing to be able to have that conversation on the air as it pertains to your children, their growth, their development, and how we as parents can become better parents, more effective parents, and how our parenting can sometimes be misconstrued or be improved from parenting to guiding and advising. So we've had a lot of, you know, great interaction, a lot of intellectual conversations amongst each other about it. And I just hope that people listening to the shows have been able to rekindle relationships, not with just maybe your parents or your children, but other relationships as well.
So true, so true. It has been an excellent series. I've been a part of it, and I truly love the conversations that we're having. I just feel like if you're listening online, if you're listening over the phone, and just know that we need these type of conversations. I mean, the thing is, none of us are mind readers, and we all of us are going through something, whether you're a child or an adult, and we have to open up the dialogue amongst each other. To that's the only way we're going to get anything done, if we talk to each other and not at each other, or talk about what each other is doing or not doing. My thing is, if you talk to each other, that helps to better the growth of the community. Just make sure you tune in on Tuesday. Our next week's show has actually been switched. Spotlight in the City will come to you on the 20th. We will be discussing, we will spotlight Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. I can't wait for that show. That's going to be a 2-hour show. It's so, I found so much on Philadelphia. And you know what? Boo-hoo to whoever do the write-ups for some of these states. Because some of these cities, you guys barely do anything about, like Harrisburg. I couldn't find that much on Harrisburg. But that's why I try to get the locals to call in and tell me about your city, because we need to know what's going on in your city through your voice. So make sure you tune in next week on the 20th as we spotlight Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Oh, and let me tell you what's coming up for 2017. Guess what I decided to do, Colin?
Uh-oh. This is big.
It's big. I'm telling you, it's big.
What have you decided? I know
we're
going to
leave the
Uh-oh.
Country. We're leaving the country.
You're leaving the country?
We're leaving the country.
Okay, what country? Do you know what country you're going to?
Yes, we will be spotlighting Canada, honey. Woo-woo!
Canada, huh? Oh, boy. That's one of my favorite. One of my favorite places.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite places.
Yes, we're going to spotlight Canada in January. But coming up tomorrow night is Body Style and Grace with Miss Body. We only got like a few seconds left. Colin, tell the people about the show real quick.
Self-esteem starter kit. Yo, don't want to miss that. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific.
Make sure you tune in. Thank you, Still a Mess. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, DeJuan. Thank you, Mia. Thank you, everyone who tuned in. Oh, Lady Rain, thank you so much. And we'll make sure that we spotlight everybody that called in. We'll make sure we put your information. If you want to find out more about any of the people that we talked to today, find me on Spotlight in the City. Have a good evening.